can see your beige sweater through the stacks, barely. If you reach any higher, I'll see your belly. But you won't. You grab a book and sit down in the aisle, and maybe you'll stay here all night. Maybe it'll be like the Natalie Portman movie Where the Heart Is, adapted faithlessly from the Billy Letts book, above par for that kind of crud, and I'll find you in the middle of the night. Only you won't be pregnant, and I won't be the meek man in the movie. I'll lean over and say, "Excuse me, miss, but we're closed." And you'll look up and smile. "Well, I'm not closed." A breath. "I'm wide open, buddy." "Hey," Salinger Brown bites. "He's still here? He's still here. Can I get a receipt?" "Sorry about that." He grabs it out of my hand. He doesn't hate me. He hates himself. If people could handle their self-loathing, customer service would be smoother. "You know what, kid? You need to get over yourself. You work in a bookstore. You don't make the books. You don't write the books. And if you were any good at reading the books, you probably wouldn't work in a bookstore. So wipe that judgmental look off your face and tell me to have a nice day." This man could say anything in the world to me, and he'd still be the one shame-buying Dan Brown. You appear now with your intimate Portman smile, having heard the motherfucker. I look at you. You look at him, and he's still looking at me, waiting. "Have a nice day, sir," I say, and he knows I don't mean it. Hates that he craves platitudes from a stranger. When he's gone, I call out again because you're listening. "You enjoy that damn brown, motherfucker." You walk over laughing, and thank God it's morning. And we're dead in the morning, and nobody is going to get in our way. You put your basket of books down on the counter, and you sass. "You gonna judge me too?" "What an asshole, right?" "Eh, probably just in a mood." "You're a sweetheart. You see the best in people." You compliment me. "Well," I say, and I should shut up, and I want to shut up, but you make me want to talk. That guy is the reason the Blockbuster shouldn't have gone under. You look at me. You're curious, and I want to know about you, but I can't ask, so I just keep talking. Everybody's always striving to be better, lose 5 pounds, read 5 books, go to a museum, buy a classical record and listen to it and like it. What they really want to do is eat donuts, read magazines, buy pop albums, and books? Fuck books, get a Kindle. You know why Kindles are so successful? You laugh and you shake your head and you're listening to me at the point when most people drift, go into their phone, and you're pretty, and you ask, "Why?" I'll tell you why. The internet put porn in your home. I just said porn. What a dummy. But you're still listening. What a doll. And you didn't have to go out and get it. You didn't have to make eye contact with the guy at the store who now knows you like watching girls get spanked. Eye contact is what keeps us civilized. Your eyes are almonds, and I go on. Revealed. You don't wear a wedding ring, and I go on. Human. You are patient, and I need to shut up, but I can't. And the Kindle takes all the integrity out of reading, which is exactly what the internet did to porn. The checks and balances are gone. You can read your Dan Brown in public and in private all at once. It's the end of civilization. But there's always a but, you say, and I bet you come from a big family of healthy, loving people who hug a lot and sing songs around a campfire. But with no places to buy movies or albums, it's come down to books. There are no more video stores, so there are no more nerds who work in video stores and quote Tarantino and fight about Dario Argento and hate on people who rent Meg Ryan movies. That act, the interaction between seller and buyer, is the most important two-way street we got. And you can't just eradicate two-way streets like that and not expect a fallout, you know? I don't know if you know, but you don't tell me to stop talking the way people sometimes do. And you nod. See, the record store was the great equalizer. It gave the nerds power. "You're really buying Taylor Swift?" Even though all those nerds went home and jerked it to Taylor Swift. "Stop saying Taylor Swift. Are you laughing at me or with me?" "Anyway," I say, "and I'll stop if you tell me to." "Anyway," you say, and you want me to finish. The point is, buying stuff is one of the only honest things we do. That guy didn't come in here for Dan Brown or Salinger. That guy came in here to confess. "Are you a priest?" "No, I'm a church." "Amen." You look at your basket, and I sound like a deranged loner, and I look in your basket. Your phone. You don't see it, but I do. It's cracked.